Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this rainy Tuesday. We're going to have a lot of rain this week, unfortunately. I'm at the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. So before the Rutgers game, Friday night for the Rutgers game. Now, what do people assume that on the night before a game I'm doing?
I think most people, watching tape, going over the lineup cards.
No. I've done so much during the course of the week to get ready. At some points, you need to kind of just get away. So that Friday night, I go out, I cut the lawn, we whack the yard. Then I go out and I get topsoil, seed, the whole thing. I had five areas in the yard. I waited till the fall to do it. That's the only good thing I'll say about this rain. It's the only payoff. It's the only payoff I had is that, okay, 10 days ago, 9 days ago, whatever it was, I seeded these areas. And guess what? Okay, there's growth. All right. The only other smart thing I did was last night I went out and played golf, and I did that deliberately after looking at the forecast. So wow. I was able to get at the end of the show, I was able to get like 13 holes of golf in last night.
That's not bad. Now, I was thinking maybe you already go ahead.
No, I've already done the Army chart. I did a lot of research this morning. I went to practice Sunday night. Hey, I interviewed several players Sunday afternoon, I've watched Army tape already. Now I watched Wake Forest. The one I need to watch is UConn. I'll watch a little bit of Eastern Michigan and try not to get bedazzled by the gray field.
That's a weird field, isn't it?
Yeah, strange. And I'm going to watch UConn because UConn really defended Army well, really did. And Schur, who might be the starter against Penn State because McPherson got hurt against Eastern Michigan. So I don't know who's going to quarterback for Army.
Steven, you remember that last year I was out at the University of Michigan game, and the Friday night before we had there was a Penn State Alumni Association gathering at Eastern Michigan overlooking that football field. I don't know how an announcer like yourself could go and do a whole series of games there with that gray field. It would drive your eyes crazy.
Well, in fact, it's Ryerson Stadium.
Yeah.
That's what it's named. And the basketball, it's interesting because where we were, the basketball arena was on one side of the room, and the football stadium was on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
It's all interconnected.
Where we sat, we watched that field. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're looking out, and I said to somebody who's, I think, on their board of trustees there, I said, whose idea was this? And I meant it, not kidding.
Yeah.
I was serious. I mean, whose idea was this? And they said that ESPN, they consulted them, and ESPN said they would do a game there and that a gray field on TV would look great.
Well, maybe that's not the best ESPN idea.
Well, the red field at Eastern Washington comes at you almost like it's through the set. The blue field at Boise State wears on you after a while, at least when I watch it.
It does, no question.
And this gray thing, yay. Whatever consultant is there had to be somebody on the intern level.
Yeah, it's amazing what psychedelics will do to your perspective when you're
wow.
Wow.
Just,
hey, Steve,
so it was tough to watch that tape, but I'm going to watch the UConn one anyway because they defended that really well, and I want to see why they defended it well.
Steve, I want to say this about Army. I have several friends from the Danville community who have gone to West Point as cadets, and several of them were on the wrestling team. And you just have to admire the athletes at Army because they get up at before 6 a.m. in the morning like everybody else when I guess they still play, if they play Reveille or whatever they do. Their meal schedule is pretty much the same as all the other cadets. They've got a full load of classes, and then practice is limited for them because when they're done with practice, they're back in the barracks with all kinds of things they've got to do.
The coach only has a limited time with them. And I've received more of an education on this from Ed DeCellis.
Oh, sure.
Because he's now the head basketball coach at Navy. So he only has X amount of time with them. No more, no less. That's it. And one day, Ed was at practice, or about to start practice. He was about to start practice. And one of his guards came in, soaking wet, on a perfectly dry day. And Ed looks at him and he goes, what's your deal? He said, seal maneuvers in the river all day. And Ed's response was, suit up. suit up.
Steve, I have a friend at my undergraduate alma mater where I was a teacher who was just hired as a little lacrosse coach. And he's a West Point graduate. And this college, Westminster, starting a lacrosse program from scratch. And he went through the interview. And one of the questions at the interview was, well, you know, you're starting with nothing. You're going to go against a couple schools that have played lacrosse for 20, 30 years. How do you feel about it? And he said, well, does the other team, do they shoot live ammunition? I've done 3 tours of Afghanistan, and as long as nobody's shooting, we'll be fine.
Right, exactly. And Walt Barr, who is the father of Matt and Chris Barr,
yeah,
Penn State soccer coach for many, many years, assistant on the 1950 World Cup goal against England when the United States beat England in the World Cup. He assisted on that goal. When he was the head coach at Penn State and they would play Navy in soccer, he said, Steve, let me remind you of something. He says, their people are preparing for things that we don't prepare for. He says, we're preparing them to take over companies and businesses. He says, they're preparing for battle. He said, they'll bring a different mentality to the table.
Absolutely. And you just have to admire the cadets and respect them because when they're leaving, there aren't a lot of them going to be going to the NFL. They'll be going to places around the world that we have difficulty spelling.
Okay. Yes, there'll be nobody on this team that goes to the NFL. I can assure you. There'll be nobody on this team that'll go to the NFL. But as you mentioned, they will go around the world and their job will be to protect us. And we have been protected. We have been protected in a way where our gratitude to them is something that believe me, the fans will properly express it, and that's about as close as you can get to properly expressing it.
You know, it was so great to see that this Saturday at Beaver Stadium is Military Appreciation Day. Gee. And having Army there, not a bad coincidence, is it?
Yeah, no, they'll do a good job with it. My only question will be is how much doggone rain are we going to have? I mean, can it clear out of here? What's the story? I mean, I know we're not supposed to technically be hit by the tropical storm / Hurricane Joaquin, technically, but it may play a role in us getting more rain because of storms going west to east and getting stalled out by that and then hanging here longer than it should. And and the fans don't need that. You only get 7 of these a year at home. You only get 7 at home. You just can't constantly have every one of them be in conditions like that. And, of course, many people park in grass lots. I mean, what's that going to be like?
Oh, so the mud ball. Now, won't the rain, though, help Army? Because it might have the effect of slowing down. The one thing Penn State has is speed.
It can, but I think this comes down to the fact that what Army likes to do is they really love to establish in this triple option the fullback. The fullback is the spot where everything feeds off of that. Yeah, the quarterback has his hands on the ball and is the facilitator, but the offense feeds off the action of the fullback. If the fullback is effective, they just keep feeding it until you somehow slow it down. And then, of course, you have the ability to take the ball, throw it into the belly of the fullback, and then have people commit to that fullback. And after that, now the pitch play is available because you got people committed to the fullback. So the key players to me will be Zettel, Johnson, Reeder, and Kabinda, because they're the ones that they can take that fullback out of it and then force them to run pitch plays more than they want to. Also, Army, when they throw the football, they throw it and they get it in chunks. They don't throw very often. This is where the stats mean nothing. Hey, here's a great stat. You know, Army quarterbacks have been sacked only twice all season. Well, I mean, you're only throwing like 8 passes a game, so I mean, it's not an applicable stat. But when they do throw the football, they get big plays out of it because you are so committed to the running game. That's how they do it. And you have to play with the lead against them. If you play with the lead against Army, that's the only way you can break them from running the football every play.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can do it. You got to get a 2-3 score lead on them to break them, to force them to. And even then, when Navy does the same thing. When Penn State got the lead on Navy in 2012, Navy never broke out of it, Bob. That's what really struck me. They never broke out of it, they kept running the ball. Because that's what they do. And I found that to be interesting. And I've got a feeling that if Army falls behind, they're going to do the same thing.
It'll really shorten the game time, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, it very well could. And hopefully somehow this clears out in such a way.
Yeah. Yeah, Army wants
it's
to...
It's only Tuesday. It's only Tuesday, so...
But remember, Steve, the first rule of this time of year... It is Bloomsburg Fair Week. It always rains.
I do understand.
Yeah, that's just something we understand. Here in the Susquehanna Valley, we have a lifelong appreciation for that.
Does Kevin get fried York peppermint patties?
I think probably as we speak, he's at a stand with a deep fryer and lots of things like Reese's peanut butter cups and peppermint patties. I think that's where he is right now.
Deep fried peppermint patties,
gotta love them.
I can't picture this. I can't do this.
that's Kevin.
I that I can picture on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles. There should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
I'm a freelance photographer, and I handle my own business. That's why I use QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that helps me estimate my federal quarterly taxes and separate my business and personal expenses. Say I buy a new lens. The purchase pops up on my phone. I just swipe left to file it as a business expense. And tickets to a ball game with my kids? I swipe right to file as personal.
Dad, I'm hungry.
And swipe right for the hot dogs. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qbselfemployed.com.
Guys, when you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a... You'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, Harbor Bay cargo shorts are just $39.99 each when you buy two or more.
The store is open. Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation brings you half-price Susquehanna Valley, where you can buy a certificate for half the cost of its value.
Maddie's Sport House Grill in Lewisburg, formerly Damon's, is now named for Bucknell's Christy Mathewson. And you can get $50 gift certificates for $25 this Wednesday at 9 a.m. It's the same great food, your favorite games on 12 big screens and game day atmosphere at maddiesporthouse.com and Facebook.
Get shopping and save this week at Half Price Susquehanna Valley, only from
WKOK.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, where common sense meets dollars and cents.
Average household income in America today is $50,000. If you save 15% of that, that's $7,500 a year. In your 401k with no match, into Roth IRAs, into good growth stock mutual funds, you would retire with around $7.5 million. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's say I'm half wrong. So you end up with $3 million. Shut up!
The Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 1 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.
Hi, I'm Stu Schroeder with the Friends of Shikellamy State Park, and I would like to personally invite you to our next event at the marina. On Sunday, October 4th, from 12 to 5, the Friends will have our annual Harvest Festival. We will have a variety of vendors, activities, and entertainment the whole family will enjoy. This is our final event of the season, and we will be highlighting our efforts to raise money for a new swing set and playground at the marina. We are currently at about $10,000 of the $30,000 needed to complete this project. So we'll see you on October the 4th.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday, where Bob and I have talked a lot about rain. Yeah.
Oof. You don't need a meteorologist.
No, you don't. Hey, now, first of all, they just played San Diego State. Now, you want to talk about the greatest racket in the face of the earth. That's being a meteorologist in San Diego, where the biggest thing you have to do as you play golf is just to assign temperatures. Sunny in 72, I'll make Wednesday sunny in 74. Let's make Thursday sunny in 72. What do you think? Yeah.
And then let's do that again next week.
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be fun. So, there you go. We mentioned the Pirates will play the Cardinals tonight, we think. That might be rained out. And that, you know, we'll see how that plays out tonight. If not, maybe they can play doubleheader on Thursday. Don't know. We'll see. It's that time of the year. It's just not great.
I think last night for the Pirates was very demoralizing to lose the way they did.
My goodness, yes.
Yeah, I mean, just demoralizing as a team because they knew they wanted to set the tone. They threw a great pitcher out there who gave them six great innings. And
yeah, Happ pitched really well.
Yeah, I questioned taking him out in the sixth inning for a pinch hitter, but... Yeah, I think Hurdle, the manager's thinking, look, I got all these great bullpen arms behind him. Melanson, the NL, the major league leader in saves coming up in the ninth inning. Yeah, we can afford to do that. Oops.
Yeah, and Happ's also an 0-53 hitter.
Yeah.
Who is a big is a huge reason why you just don't. I mean, you know how I feel about pitchers hitting.
Yeah.
It's just they don't put enough time into it. It's just not.
No, not there.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, that's an old tired argument that we'll get to another time.
Yep.
But he's an 0-53 hitter this year, and that's why I think he probably pitch hit for him. And I'm not sure how many pitches he threw, by the way.
Oh,
that's the other part.
No, he was about, after six innings, he was somewhere about 50. He had some innings where he threw six, eight pitches. That was it. He had
No, maybe he's saving. I don't know. Who knows what? You know what? I don't really know what. I really don't know what his reasoning was. You'd have to ask him.
Yeah, I'm going to call him up tonight and give him a piece of my mind. Only kidding. I have a lot of imaginary phone calls, Steve.
Bob? No, Bob, can't do that.
No, I agree. It's when you get the call from the police asking you, have you been on the phone trying to call the manager of the Pirates? And you got to say, well,
Bob?
Yeah.
Bob?
I know.
Bob, you're a former district attorney. You know you can't do this stuff.
I know. But there's that bad side of me, that evil twin brother that comes out occasionally, especially when it's the Pirates.
And don't you think I don't know it, Bob?
Yeah, you do.
Don't think I don't know it. All right, so last night, I figured it's going to rain today, right? So last night, right after the show, I went out, and I was able to get 13 holes of golf in. Not bad. Went over, played the front nine. I shot 44. I had one par, eight bogeys. So then I skipped over to play 15, 16, 17, and 18. Bob, I parred all four holes.
Oh.
So at least before I got... Oh, no, it's fine. I drove it off 15. I drove it left, but I drove it into a spot left where I had a lob wedge in, knocked it on the green, two putts. Then the par three on the 16th, I hit a 7-iron 20 feet to the right of the hole, two putts, got a par. Drove it in the fairway on 17, lob wedge to the green, about 15 feet away, two putts, got it in there. Hit a tree on my drive in the par 5 18th, but then hit about a 250-yard three wood. Then hit a sand wedge in about 30 feet from the hole, two putted, got a five, walked out. I mean, I said, got in the car, said, okay, that will hold me till Sunday. So we're done with that. Well, I'm hoping it stops raining here at some point, Bob.
You might want to.
I'm hoping.
Just given the last four holes that you did with all pars on a tough course, don't you think you ought to just end the year on that note?
No, Bob.
Oh, you've got more golf left.
Oh, Bob, this is the most beautiful time of the year to play golf. The only issue that you have is that if you hit a ball at a spot, it might get mixed in with leaves. You're trying to find it. But the absolute beauty of this time of the year with the leaves, that's why with this rain, that's the more depressing part. Not that I can't go out and play golf, but how beautiful it is. And, you know, we sit there and talk about a Friday night in high school football. We're going to do our high school football previews on Thursday. How much of the high school football experience is the game, and how much is just what surrounds it? You know, going down to the concession stand, that nip in the air, you know, sitting there having a hot beverage and a snack as you watch the game. Or I get you and Kevin talk about holushki, which I have no idea what it is.
It's fried. I'll just put it to you that way.
Holushki's fried?
Apparently, yeah. Well, listen.
Like I said, I don't know anything about it. I've never had it. I've never seen it.
We need to initiate you into the world of holushki.
No, I want to live, Bob.
Well, true. I understand.
I want to live, Bob.
But you're right. That's the beauty of living in central Pennsylvania is the gorgeous scenery this time of year.
All right. Next half hour, Dave is going to grace us with his presence on the show as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Style.
Oh, what's the Mark Lawrence view of the world? Jeez,
I think Mark has, without question to me, one of the driest senses of humor I've ever encountered.
No question. He reminds me of that old show on TV of bygone days, Lost in Space. Mark he's just out there.
But Mark's sense of humor.
Oh,
Now, have you heard, for example, when he'll do a promo here, he'll talk about the WKOK app.
Yeah.
All right. Now, he does it in such a way where it's a little game he and I play back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's really good.
Mark has a wicked sense of humor, and
yes,
you've got to be very careful and listen to every word. It is dry, and he's incredibly clever and funny at the same time.
Yes, he is. Very much so. So that's I just have to pass that along. All right. Great to have you with us here on the show today. Bob is here. Bob Buhner. We have had repeated requests. Where is Bob? And here we are, finally able to say that, yes, Bob is here. Dave is here. Dave wins the Patience Award. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Dave.
Well, first of all, Steve, you can tell Bob about that. Wrestler being a basketball coach at Chickalimmie this year.
Okay.
It can only improve the basketball team.
You know who it is?
I do not.
Matt Brown.
Oh, well, that's a name I've heard. Teaching, well, wrestlers playing basketball is an odd sport, Dave.
Yeah.
We do not allow three-point shots to be taken.
Yeah,
you can get three on the near fall.
Yeah, absolutely, but we don't let them get near the line. When we take them down, give them two.
Yeah,
that's great, Matt Brown. What a guy!
But yeah. Steve, I called him Mouse. I've been asked with Bob when he started talking. I said, "Well, I got to at least share that with Bob."
Well, one of my friends, Dave from Danville High School, a graduate.
Yeah.
An outstanding athlete who graduated about 4 years ago by the name of Dylan Daly went to Penn State, and he made the Penn State wrestling squad. And he never wrestled on the varsity level, but he was a four-year letterman. He only has three national championships rings, and he worked with Matt Brown day in, day out. And a guy named Ed Ruth as well. Those were his workout partners in the room.
Not too shabby.
No, and he's an engineering student at Penn State, going to graduate probably with about a close to a 4.0 average. And he knew that he would have a chance to make the team, but the odds were not good because of all the guys ahead of him.
Yeah.
And he had nothing but great things to say about Ed Ruth and Matt Brown.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah. And I wish that young man well.
Oh, my gosh. But coaching basketball, that's not allowed in the wrestler's code. It's just not allowed.
When I heard Steve saying that yesterday, and also Steve can tell you about that great golf game that Kevin Herr had recently.
That is an oxymoron.
No, he's got to tell you about that.
Okay.
That one particular shot.
Oh, it's his trial. Yeah, we've talked about that before. You know the story, Bob, about we're playing in the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament.
Yes.
And I know you're not a golfer, but I mean, you have a membership at a club, but
no.
you don't play. Kevin takes the ball. They put the string out there closest to the center, mm-hmm. like straightest drive. He takes the ball. We're on, I think, 8. And he takes the ball out over 6, comes back over 7, clears the trees, hits the ground, and rolls 9 inches from the string.
Oh.
Yeah. Straightest drive.
Yes. Sounds like something right out of Caddyshack for Kevin.
And that's new meaning to tougher.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, Steven, what I call about, actually, injury updates on everybody.
Okay, who do you want injury updates on?
Well, 26,
well,
and on
here's
and
the
on.
Issue, Dave. Yeah, but here's the issue that I, as to why I can't give you any injury updates. They haven't practiced yet.
Oh, okay.
They go back to practicing tonight. So I really can't give you any injury update on anybody because they haven't even gone out there. I mean, all he did was a walkthrough on Sunday night. And to be frank with you, some guys weren't there on Sunday night because some of them went to Michigan to be with Zettel.
Well, yeah.
So you don't really know who's...
Personally?
Yeah.
And personally, Steve,
yeah.
That's a good thing.
Oh, absolutely it's a good thing that they... No. James, you know what? James Franklin has been unbelievable through all of this. He could talk about everything Zettel's gone through, but he has allowed Zettel everything a coach could give a young man in terms of the options. James Franklin has allowed Anthony Zettel all the options, and he spent significant time with his father because James Franklin trusted him enough as a player to go out there, be with his dad because he knew it was the right thing to do. My respect for James Franklin as to how he has handled this with compassion, with dignity, and by putting the young man's family far above any football need is one of the many reasons why I am a deep believer in him as a long-term coach at Penn State. And he just doesn't say it because it's some recruiting slogan. He lives it. And the Zettel thing showed that to me.
Well, F-A-M-I-L-Y.
No question, Dave. And, you know, I think James Franklin, unlike a lot of coaches, from the time, Steve, he stepped off the airplane in State College, it was clear the message he was sending was it's about family. There was just those pictures right at the airport, you know.
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, look, his two daughters and his wife, they mean the world to him. They mean the world to him.
Yeah.
But because what was the first thing, though, that James Franklin had to do when he started on the job? He had to recruit. And he went out and he and his staff recruited, and everybody was wowed. And then, of course, you know, they went through last season. Then they had to go out and keep recruiting, and everybody was wowed again. He's received a great reputation as a recruiter, but people don't know that he doesn't just talk the talk. Okay, he walks the walk. And people don't realize that. It's probably me not doing a good enough job of telling stories such as that. But how he has handled the Zettel situation was with a depth of compassion and dignity that would make you want to run through a wall for the guy.
Well,
and it was natural. It was not only the right thing to do, but it was natural for James Franklin to handle it that way. That really impressed me. You know, and people don't know. He has given Anthony a lot of room here to handle this exactly the right way.
Well, personally, Steve, one of my takes on Franklin is when they got the blue-white just after the recruiting and that, and I'm reading the bios of all the players, 75% of them, family was somewhere in that bio.
But you know what, Dave? That's always been a part of the bio for a Penn State player. I mean,
yeah,
when Joe was the coach, it was always a part of it. That part hasn't changed at all. And that's a good thing. You don't have to always change everything. Let's change everything. No, you really don't. Look at what works and just make it work.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's just, you know, my personal thing is when, you know, new regimes come in and that doesn't change, that makes you feel a whole lot better about, you know, what's going on up there.
Sure it does.
Some coaches, when they come in, they start changing things, and next thing you know, it doesn't look anything like it did from the previous coach. And some of that.
Right. No, exactly. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that, and I think that there are certain things that, as fans, you're extremely comfortable with, and there has to be an understanding as to what the fans' comfort level happens to be.
Well, I just got one little comment. That is, Bob, do you know Dick from Milton?
I only know him by talking to him on the Steve Jones Show.
Well, Steve knows that.
Well, he will get to you, Dave, I'm sure.
Well, when I got home,
he will.
When I
okay.
got home from my last stay in the hospital, and I was telling Steve about, you know, blood clots and that kind of stuff.
Dick made a phone call, Bob, that was very compassionate, giving, and was something that was tells you about the kind of guy Dick is, and Dave really appreciates that. So
no question.
Hey, Dave, we're going to take a break.
I want to talk to the guy personally, one-on-one.
And he will get to you, Dave, I'm sure, because Dick is a first-class guy in every way.
Personally, what he called and what he said.
Yes, very much so.
All right.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave, thank you so much.
We will come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
It's nice to be appreciated, and Ultimate Express Car Wash shows you just how much you're appreciated every year when they host their Customer Appreciation Day. Well, it's coming up, so we thought you'd appreciate knowing about it. It's Saturday, October 3rd, so bring in that dusty, muddy, or even just mildly dull-looking vehicle and leave in a shiny one that turns heads and makes you feel like you just got a brand new one. You'll also feel good knowing that while Ultimate Express Car Wash is giving you a free gift, they will be giving the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evangelical Community Hospital a gift, a donation of 50% of the car wash sales to help with the cost of mammograms for those who otherwise could not afford them, and also towards other services the center offers. Help the fight against breast cancer with Ultimate Express Car Wash on Routes 11 and 15 across from Longhorn Steakhouse in Sealands Grove on Customer Appreciation Day, October 3rd. In the event of inclement weather, the Customer Appreciation Day will be held on October 10th.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more lots to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
The best in talk radio. This is the Dave Ramsey Show.
You know what the number one cause of job dissatisfaction is in the workplace? I saw 3 different surveys that told me this. Lack of traction. People feel like they're working on something that doesn't matter and they don't see progress. They're doing work that doesn't matter and they don't have a sense of progress. It's not the pay. It's not that their boss is a jerk. It's none of that. It's I don't have any sense that what I'm doing is moving anything and it doesn't matter.
The Dave Ramsey Show. Weekdays at 1 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK app.
News Radio 1070 WKOK. We are Penn State.
Give it a Lynch 30, 35, 40, 50, 40. Goodbye. Akeel Lynch for a Penn State touchdown.
Hi, everybody. This is Steve Jones. Join Jack Ham, Joe Putnam, and me Saturday when Penn State takes on Army. We're on beginning at 10:30.
Nittany Lions football on WKOK is sponsored in part by First National Insurance, Register Chevrolet, and Schaefer's Landscapes.
Okay, Okay, final minutes of the show. Bob, it's so great to have you back. Thanks for joining me, bud.
Oh, glad to be with you, my friend.
Long time no talk. We have to get together for dinner soon.
Yes, that is true.
We need to do that. There'll be no game at Bucknell this year for us to go over to have dinner like we did in Lewisburg after the game. Brought Mr. Girardi along, and Dick had a great time.
He did, and I want to bring
Kevin,
him up.
Kevin was there. I was a little concerned, though, about Kevin sitting at the all-you-can-eat salad bar and just sitting at the salad bar. I thought that really was not a class move, but
well,
that's okay.
He moved his chair from the table we were all at to the salad bar, which I guess in some civilizations is an acceptable thing. Not necessarily in Western civilization, but
and not even in the Far East. Bob, you know that. You know what's interesting about that night?
What's that?
Is that your daughter was there,
yep.
Your wife. We had a great time.
We did. Yeah. And you know what's fun
and,
is that...
And who is the person that said the fewest words at the table? I mean, by a wide margin.
By a wide margin. It was Kevin.
Yeah, he hardly said a word.
I think he was intimidated by my daughter, who's 4'10" and about 103 pounds. That's. I want to talk to Girardi next time. Next time I get a chance, I spent a week in late August at his favorite place on the planet, Saratoga Springs, New York.
Dick was there. Dick was there for a few days. He was there the day American Pharoah lost.
I was there that night. I didn't go. Yeah. I didn't go to the Traverse Stakes. I went to see a concert at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. Steve, listen
sure.
to this.
Yep.
Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire together.
Wow.
3.5
wow.
hours of great music. And then I was there at the track Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Pennsylvania has so many great places to go to. In fact, with October coming up, might I recommend a trip to the Grand Canyon of Pennsylvania, up in the northern tier.
Right,
it is unbelievable to
right
see.
Above Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful, quaint towns.
Yes, and that's an incredible place to go to among so many within the state. You and I could list so many great places to go. In New York State, when you go to Saratoga, you don't realize you're in New York.
No.
It is a separate, it is like going into this time warp. And in this time warp, it takes you back to a fun, simpler time. I mean, Main Street is wide. It's beautiful with the restaurants and the shops. You know, we went over and we ate at Lillian's, which was outstanding when we were up there. But it's just part of the charm of Saratoga. Then you go over to the track with the old wooden grandstand.
It is one of the great places in this country to visit. If you have a bucket list and you enjoy things, the good things in life, Saratoga should be on that list.
Oh, and Dick said, hey, let's go. This will be great. We'll have a good time. So I said, sure. So we drove up because we were in Albany to do
you were doing a basketball game.
Yeah, Siena.
Yeah.
And the CBI. So we had a car, and so we took the car up there, and it was, I don't know, 25 minutes away or something like that from where we were. And it was just great. And one of these times, I will take a little time off myself. And I will find my way to Saratoga for a couple days during actual race season.
It is just wonderful. We stayed up at Lake George, which is about 25 minutes north of Saratoga, on about a wonderful, beautiful, picturesque lake in the Adirondack Mountains. Not very far, if you remember the American Revolution, Fort Ticonderoga and Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys. That is Lake George.
Well, the last time I was at Lake George, I will freely admit it was probably about 3 or 4 in the morning on a baseball bus.
Oh, ouch!
On a baseball bus going up to Vermont that arrived at Burlington at 7:30 a.m. for a night game. I said I am not doing this again. I will drive myself next time.
You know, the people in Saratoga Springs are so much like people in central Pennsylvania, as you indicated, you don't really think you're in New York State at all.
Right. You just don't. It's a completely different atmosphere. Hey, Thursday Night Football coming up. The Thursday night ratings, which were great last year, are even better this year. Wow. I know people complain about the quality of football, especially with the quick turnarounds and things like that, but the Thursday night ratings are 16.9. They're astronomical, and what the NFL keeps doing is they keep doing it in one-year contracts. Well, guess what? That means it's up for bid. The value of this package goes up exponentially every year because you, the fans, are watching the games. And this week it's Baltimore and Pittsburgh. So needless to say, this state is going to be locked in on the game on Thursday night.
So are you saying, Steve, that Thursday is the new Monday? Or Monday is the new Thursday?
You know what?
One of those
you know
two.
What? Okay. Sunday night football is the new Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, Sunday night football is the new Monday. Thursday night football is beyond Monday night football. And you know what's interesting about that? Is that ESPN pays more money than anybody else in the package. They pay $1.9 billion a year to air 16 Monday night games. Notice it says 16, not 17,
yep,
because the last week of the season there is no Monday night game. So 16 Monday night games for a price tag of $1.9 billion. Yet, it completely dominates and owns the cable ratings. It's, mm-hmm, it's the ad rate that they need. I understand that. But Thursday Night Football on CBS, the ratings have just been tremendous so far. And it's something that when you look at the numbers, they're staggering at this point. Week two delivers a 42% increase. All right? I mean, this is what they're getting.
I can hear the cash register.
Delivers 42% increase in viewers and 40% increase in ratings. That's from week two.
Wow.
I mean, those are the numbers. I mean, the numbers that they're getting are astronomical. CBS and the NFL Network saw an average of 16.9 million viewers to see the Redskins and the Giants, a 42% increase over last year's second week of Thursday Night Football, which is Tampa Bay and Atlanta, which was 11.9. Now you put the Giants and the Redskins on, great rivalry, major markets, 16.9 million. And I'll bet they top it for the Ravens and the Steelers this week.
No question they will.
Wow. That is some number.
Great to chat with you, Steve.
Great to have you back, Bob.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. A bipartisan congressional report.